Jesus and Mary.
Now.
The time of Advent is a time to particularly enter into the heart of Our Lady, because it's in the heart of Our Lady that we find the memories of those historical events that constitute both Advent and then the actual birth and infancy of Our Lord. It's in the heart of Our Lady that we find the content of our Advent and Christmas celebrations. And I mean that even in a historical sense, because it's the memories of Our Lady that are the substance of the gospel narrative. When the evangelists, set out to write their gospels, they had very few witnesses left of the Incarnation, so the Annunciation, and then the events between the Annunciation and the birth of Our Lord and the infancy of Our Lord. By that time, Saint Joseph, for example, had already died. He died, we know, before the public ministry of Jesus even began. And so did Zechariah, Elizabeth, and the others. So when the church, the evangelists, reached out to the witnesses who possessed that historical knowledge, Our Lady was basically the only one left. And it's that mystery of the Incarnation, the 9 months in the womb of Our Lady, the birth, etc. It's her experience, her pondering, that made its way into our inspired books. She is our access to the Incarnation, so that's the theological part. And right after the theological part, I'll try to share with you a practical application of this. So she is, in every way, our access to the Incarnation. We simply cannot know the Incarnation without her, or in any other way than through her, by God's provident design. And even those who deny this, so let's always think of our Protestant brethren, the separated brethren, even those who would like to deny this, cannot deny the fact that when they read the gospel, when they read about the birth of Our Lord, they are entering into the heart of Our Lady. They are reading the thoughts of Our Lady, what she saw, what she heard, how she experienced it, how she remembered it, how she transmitted it. They cannot deny that, although they wish they could. So Christmas again, the things that Our Lady pondered in her heart. Now, what is the practical application of this? That we can spend our season of Advent and then Christmas with Our Lady by means of, a purification of memory. So Advent can be a time to purify our memories. In what way? In three ways. By an exercise of vigilance, by an exercise of prayer, and by an exercise of living in the present moment. So these three can be our Advent exercises with Our Lady. Vigilance, what do we mean by that? By vigilance, we mean that, again, we have to be careful about what memories we create in our mind, because once we create a memory, it's there. Our memory retains past experience, whether good or bad, useful or useless. So we have to be very selective about what we allow to enter into our minds and to become a memory. Because if it's useful, it will remain as something useful for the future. If it's useless, it will remain there as something useless for the future. If it's toxic or garbage, it will remain there. Because, to use this expression, the garbage that we put into our minds is non-biodegradable. It just stays there. It's like, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but in some parts of the ocean, in the Pacific Ocean, there's these patches of garbage that get just trapped there by the currents. And they're just there. And they won't go away because they're non-biodegradable. And that's, by analogy, what happens in our memories. We just put that garbage there and it stays there, trapped by the currents. It cannot leave. Every once in a while, a piece of garbage will make it to the coast of the United States, but it's not helpful. Same thing with these memories. We think they're there and in some part of our mind where they won't come back to haunt us, but every once in a while they do. Especially if we say to ourselves, you know, I'm going to retreat into solitude. So again, this analogy, I'm going to go deep into the ocean, far away from everybody, and guess what you find there? A patch of garbage. All those memories are there. You try to pray, and guess what you find? All those memories resurface. Every useless YouTube video you watch, I don't know if you're into that, but maybe you are. Every useless YouTube video that you watch, guess what? It's going to be, and especially videos, because those are images. What comes in through the eyes is particularly powerful in impressing itself on our imagination. Every useless YouTube video, it's going to be there. And you'll remember it when you least want to remember it. So vigilance, that's about vigilance. Two, prayer. So if we have to be vigilant about putting useless content into our minds, we have to be at the same time proactive in creating good content, putting good content into our minds. And in prayer, which can also include spiritual reading, etc., we create good memories, we foster good content, especially praying the Holy Rosary. What do? Daily, we lift up our minds and contemplate the images, the pictures of the life of our Lord and our Lady. So put in new holy content. Make it prevail in your mind. And lastly, live in the present moment. So that's also a purification of memory in the sense that, in two ways, because when we speak of purification of memory, we, on the one hand, we can't go back and erase past memories. That shouldn't make us despair, however, because even those bad memories from the past can be purified in the sense that if we live in the present moment, we can look at them from our current place in a new way. What does that mean? That when we look on bad memories from the past, we can look at them with contrition, with a healthy contempt, if they were sinful, with a thankfulness to God that they're in the past, etc. So that's the purification of memory that we can achieve with the help of God's grace. St. Bonaventure, a Franciscan thinker, is big on that if you want to go to the sources. So look on the past in a completely new way, from the present moment, with gratitude that the past is in the past, with contrition that it ever got put there, but again, above all, with thankfulness to God. And live in the present moment. Why? Because it's in the present moment that God gives grace. It's in the present moment that our future history is created, to use that confusing term. Live in the present moment as our Blessed Lady did. In the present moment, yes, she pondered everything that God had done in her life, in the history of salvation, but in the present moment, she was faithful to all the grace, the new grace that God was giving her. So in this way, by vigilance, by prayer, and by living in the present moment, we can spend our Advent with Our Lady, purifying our memories and entering into her Immaculate Heart. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.